Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Hey everybody, Jay here with a bit of a public service announcement. We wanted to let all of our loyal listeners know that the Agile Uprising is co-sponsoring the upcoming 12th annual Give Thanks for Scrum event produced by Agile Boston. This event is going to have the keynote speaker of Agile's own Jeff Sutherland with a QA panel in the afternoon, and as well as a host of other speakers and presenters. This event runs at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, November 24th, and of course, it is online. For more information, including tickets, please go to www.agileboston.org/give-thanks-for-scrum-2020. And again, we'll have a link to this in the show notes. Thanks again, all, and enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of the Agile Uprising podcast. Today, we're excited to be launching a new episode series called the ORSC Lab. I'm Leslie Morse, and we're playing the role of host today as I chat with Billy Shutpeltz and the familiar Agile Uprising member, Andrew Leff. Before we get into the conversation, let's spend a couple minutes about how we actually want this to go and who we are. So, Andrew, I know a lot of the Agile Uprising listeners already know you, but sort of give us a brief bio for folks that might be new and talk a little bit about sort of why you're excited about this and what your high dream might be for what we're going to discuss today.
Cool. Thanks, Leslie. Yeah. So the ORSC Lab, like if we take a step back from during the intro, the three of us came together. We were colleagues, friends, as well as now embarking on this ORSC journey, which is organizational relationship and systems coaching. So for me, having been in the Agile space for a long time now, working in large enterprise solutions, I kind of wanted to get back to the roots of why I got started in coaching. And for me, it was really the high dream of all this really revolved around, not to sound corny or cliche, but you know, that touching hearts to open a mind mentality. So starting one person at a time. And I really wanted to get focused in on coaching and understanding what the relationships are amongst people that create systems within organizations, but also to honor that relationship between individuals and groups and companies. So that's pretty much my elevator pitch intro.
No, I love that. Is there anything as you think about us exploring this discussion today, like if you had to have sort of a high dream, low dream about us launching this ORSC Lab series, what might be important for us to think about as we're kind of embarking on the discussion?
I think for me and through my experience with doing all the podcasting that a lot of us have done, it's just around the high dream of this is getting more exposure and getting people to understand some of this work in a different way and truly understanding coaching from a different lens and not just being maybe branded as an agile coach and, you know, only doing agile type work, which I think can be broadened to many different things. And I guess my low dream for this would be more along the lines of there's just not a lot of interest or people just, it's too abstract, right? This is too foofy, too wooey. People just are turned off by some of the terminology. Me being one of those individuals, and it was one of the funnier stories going through certification, and Leslie, you might chuckle at this, is the founders of ORSC had been fortunate enough to go through the facilitation with them. And I was very harsh on the language that this certification uses. So they grew an affection to me in a very interesting way because I challenged some of the language because I didn't know it. I didn't understand what it meant. It sounded stupid to me, to be quite frank. So I thought it was very interesting to learn and evolve my own vocabulary to kind of be more open and not react quite the way I'm used to. So my low dream hopefully turns into a high dream that people that may think of this as, oh my God, this is way too abstract or wooey, take some time to investigate, understand, experiment, and learn, and maybe have a similar experience to what I had.
And that's awesome. And there's so much about that resonates for me. I know, Billy, what about you? Like, just like, what about that sticks out for you? What's your high dream, low dream? Who are you? Kind of introduce yourself to everybody.
Yeah, a lot of that resonated with me. Like what was popping into my head was my background has always gotten me into thinking a lot about flow and how systems work together. But as I get into this, into ORSC, my high dream is that it's about unlocking human systems. So like my LLC is named People Unearthed, because I feel like we just need to unearth and dig ourselves out of just all the crap that's piled on us. But as we unearth the people, the potential and the ideas and the things that could be solved are infinite. We just need to kind of unwrap us and unlock the human system a bit. And that's what really resonated with me about ORSC and bringing that into my coaching tool set.
Yeah. This series and this podcast that we're sort of doing for Agile Uprising, what about that? What's your higher dream, low dream there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I realized I should probably finish that thought. yeah, so for this, I really hope that these podcasts, like Drew was saying, this is going to make it accessible so that people could either self-serve, come and listen to the podcast and start to implement it into their own human systems, or hopefully the discussion will make it a little more understandable, bring it down to earth and take it out of some of the terms that we use as certified coaches and things.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything that maybe you're worried about or afraid of?
Yeah, I'd say that. Yeah, I was just going to say my low dream is that we're going to use too many industry terms and that once we get through the series, it won't be as useful as it could have been. So I'm going to constantly be reminding myself to spell things out.
Yeah. Dumb it down. Weaken language. Which I think is the hard part. And I think listening to the two of you, what I thought my high dream was has shifted, because there's something about like the inspirational nature of what I'm hoping we can accomplish with this that I think's really important to just kind of lower the barrier of fear around, oh, this is really complicated and you have to use all these crazy terms and they're speaking a language I don't understand and all of this stuff, when I think we've got an opportunity to make this really approachable. So that people aren't turned off of it, because I do think we all recognize the power that ORSC has to offer to the whole world, not just us in the Agile community. Because you know, similar to you, right? Agile coach by background, have been doing a lot of that work for many, many years, even though now I more identify myself sort of as an organizational change coach than just a simple Agile coach, in doing product development stuff. And then,
yeah. What's your low dream?
Yeah. My low dream, I think, is similar in that we keep it too jargony, that people can't follow it, or that we stick in just the theory and we don't tell stories that make this practical.
Nice. Yeah.
Because I really want to make sure as we, you know, even this conversation today and as we bring in other guests, that we're able to tell people stories.
Yeah, I agree.
That really, really resonates, because there's so much power there.
Yep, I love that.
Yeah. Are there any meta skills we want to bring forward in today's discussion?
I've been working on playfulness because I came into this really task-oriented. And so I'm trying to approach it with the attitude or the meta skill of playfulness, because meta skills are kind of how we want to be with each other. And why not be playful? That's amazing. So hopefully I'll bring playfulness.
Yeah. I love that.
How about you, Leslie? Are there any meta skills that are jumping out for you?
Because I'm I'm thinking about curiosity, not as curiosity in terms of the way I listen to the two of you and then the different guests we'll talk to, but also wanting to just bring in that total beginner's mindset to the conversation so that it can transcend onto listeners.
Nice. Yeah.
And sort of spurring curiosity amongst everybody.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, I like that. And I don't know if this is a meta skill, but I'm almost, not that I want to use this term, but like echo what the two of you are saying, and almost like that green field mentality. Like, this to me feels like new waters. We're launching this new series of discussions, trying to touch a part of the community that may not be touched or that maybe not even know this exists. So really just that greenfield mentality, just starting fresh, clean whiteboard, got my markers, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I really like awesome. That. I like that. And I think that's a really great launching point here, Andrew, because this is a greenfield space sort of for so many listeners that aren't familiar with what ORSC is. And so as we launch this new ORSC Lab series, let's just take not a ton of time because we can dig into what ORSC is in depth in a standalone episode. But like, how would y'all just describe what ORSC is so that we can anchor launching the ORSC Lab? Because you already defined it. You called it Organizational Relationship Systems Coaching. But we all just call it ORSC because that's a giant mouthful.
Yeah. So like one of the differences for me is I'm now learning to listen to the voice of the system. And so especially in Agile, but if anybody is listening to this and they're not in Agile, just think of a system and the fact that there's always flow, there's multiple elements in a system. But the concept about ORSC that there's a voice and wisdom that can come out of that, and that we can hear it, and as individuals in the system are sharing, they're representing the wisdom and voice of the system. That sort of stuff is what makes this really different for me.
Yeah. And I love that this is a professional coaching methodology that is International Coaching Federation approved, that focuses on the skills and competencies that you can use as a coach to get exactly to what you're describing there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It is about the team or the relationship being the client, not the individual. That's the big thing for me that's so interesting about this.
Yeah. And I just want to throw a disclaimer out there that we're not promoting like pushing certification or anything like that. This is three of us, our personal journey. We've embarked upon this and we feel very passionate about sharing it. So it's just another tool in a toolkit, but this goes way deeper than just being another tool. So to me, when we talk about what ORSC is from a business context, it really, to me, has allowed me the patience to sit back and listen and really guide and mentor and coach and teach people how to get to their place on their own with support and whatever tooling, whatever methods we use as coaches to get them there. But it's really for them to solve with us to support. So it's allowed me the opportunity to really take a step back. And when the two of you are talking about those systems revealing themselves, you really can start to see solutions differently. But it really takes on a life of its own because it empowers the people to define their own solutions and really dig in and solve, right? Or abandon if they need to. But it provides them a better ability to do things differently to help themselves, which helps their organizations.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're actually bringing the meta skill of the lob, right? The idea of like throwing something up so like another person can catch it and move it on. Because I think what you're alluding to there is everything about this idea of world work. And that's something that you learn about very early on in ORSC training and education is that, you know, as you become an ORSC practitioner, you start doing world work. And that's the reason we're doing this podcast series. As part of our certification program, we have to do a world work project, which takes what we're learning as ORSC practitioners into the world to like touch other people's lives. And we're like, we're already podcasters individually. Why not come together and use this platform we're familiar with to just touch more lives? For all of those reasons that we've kind of been even alluding to in our introductions, you know, making relationships better and human systems better and unlocking the potential of people. Is what else things- around ORSC and World Work?
It, just one thing on the World Work to add to what you were saying, Leslie, is I think too, one of the common threads, and I know that a lot of this found me through this one common thread is that desire to change the world, right? Whether it's one person at a time, one system at a time, one company at a time, that desire has kind of galvanized some of us, or, you know, solidified some of us in this journey. And I feel like that's a real strong call to certain coaches. And I feel bonded with other coaches that do that. And that's, ORSC has really ejected me into that sort of mindset and provided me way deeper skills to accomplish some of my own personal and professional goals. Yeah. Billy, any thoughts?
Yeah, like what I love about all of this is that it gives me hope, and it's also, ORSC gives me hope. And what it is the concept that if you shift any part of the system, you're shifting the whole system. So when we think about World Work and changing the world and these bigger topics that I think weigh on all of us, any shift that we can do with the individuals or smaller teams is shifting our world system. And I love that.
Yeah. That's beautifully said. And what I love is that we all share the same sort of dream around what this can be and what it can do in the world, which is so awesome. But there's a consensus reality side and a tactical side to what we're doing with this ORSC Lab series, right? We're looking to get 10 or 12 episodes in the series where we share our own stories and do a bit of education about the things in ORSC that we think are really great. We're going to bring in other Agilists that are also ORSC practitioners and other ORSC practitioners that may not be from the Agile space and have them tell their stories, really with that hope of just sort of like igniting a spark and maybe turning people on to what's possible by leaning into this kind of stuff. What else about, like, I guess, what you all are hoping to create from that education and inspirational perspective as we look towards the next 10 or so episodes that we're going to launch in the series?
I think for me, it broadens the teaching people as opposed to teaching Agile mentality. Like, we're here to teach people or coach people. It's really that human side of things. And again, I hear, when I listen back through some of these podcasts and hear myself speak, I'm like, I don't even know who that is talking, because the person I am in real life doesn't feel like that. So when you talk about like changing the world and these big, huge concepts and World Work, I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, get me out of there. You know, I'm not built for that. But wow, what a transition my coaching has become, just personally and professionally, just through some of this experience. And it almost feels cultish. Sometimes I'm almost embarrassed to talk about it because it does feel almost like a cult. And I'm like, if this is what cults are like, I can understand the appeal, because it really is a draw for me to want to not be dogmatic and beat people over the head with it, but truly inspire and get people to listen differently, to be open to something new that isn't new, something simple that was always overly complex but never needed to be. So really kind of sinking your heels in, or digging your heels in, and getting a deeper knowledge of how we can affect our own change based upon our own abilities and the things we have around.
Yeah, that's awesome, because that's exactly my goal and what I'm dreaming about. But in consensus reality, I guess, I can't wait to talk to the people that have been implementing this for years and get some tips and pointers on where they're using it and how they're using it, because why recreate the wheel? Like, as you said, this is not new. It's been around. So I'm excited to interview some of the people that we're going to have on. So that's the, what is that, the trailer or something where I'm like, come back for more, because we're going to have some exciting. We're going to have some exciting people.
Yeah. So like, are there any people, like we're still working on the schedule and getting people locked down, but like, who are some of the folks that, you know, you are hoping we're going to be able to get in and have on this series, or ones that maybe, you know, you've already got conversations planned with, that we're going to be able to hear their voices?
I think for me, I would love to have Faith and Marita on. Hearing them talk about this in a different way is completely mind-blowing for me when I listen to them speak. I would love to get some of the people that I don't know in the ORS community to participate and sharing some of their experience through coaching, and especially in corporate situations that a lot of this work can be applied to that I haven't seen yet. So I would love to get more exposure to some of the practitioners in the world that are using this in larger organizations, especially in the leadership sphere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't want to name any names, but because I haven't contacted them yet, but in my mind, I'm excited about a lot of the instructors, a lot of the facilitators that we had for the courses. They were just blowing my mind during the courses, and I'd love to have them back and kind of unwrap a little bit more of their knowledge.
Yeah, that's what, if I had a dream when I think about the faculty, I got to see Cynthia and David, David Darst, and then his wife Cynthia teach separately, but I would love to get them on a podcast together to talk about all of like their ORSC magic and the work they've gotten to do in the world. I think that would be great.
So fun.
Yeah, as well as I think everyone would need to wear a Depends diaper listening to that episode, because so the two of them are outrageously hilarious.
In fact, having them on video would be even better.
yes, indeed.
It might be interesting too to have almost like a round table with the creators, right? Like to have with Arnie Mundell and Faith and Marita, everyone talk about how CRR Global spun up and the idea behind it, like the genesis of all of this. And it'd be interesting to hear when they started this work to where it is today, what their high dream and low dream was, right? Like from where they started to where they began, and almost like that retrospective of however many years it's been, to see if this is truly what they thought. Is it close? Yeah. Is it completely out of the world?
Sounds like the voice of the system dreaming something up there. I love it.
Yeah. And then, right, our beloved agilist, Lisa Adkins, right, is an ORSC trained, right, an certified coach. I would love to get, I have not ever had just an explicit conversation with her about how ORSC has shaped her career and her story. In fact, everyone that's involved with Agile Coaching Institute has, I think, gone through aspects of ORSC. At least in to some degree. So just hearing that and how that's impacted the work they've done, I think would also be really, really great. I'd love to get them in here. And I know she would. We just have to go and ask her.
Right. Or if she
hears that
episode first.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there any specific topics that you all want to make sure we really highlight on and come away with? So if we were kind of coming up with acceptance criteria for the series?
Nothing comes to mind for me.
I think it's just a greater awareness. And go ahead, Billy.
Oh, no, sorry. I didn't realize you said for this series, not just this episode. Got it.
Yeah.
So for me with the series, I think it's just a greater awareness and more curiosity and engagement from the community, right? So people that are listening, we want your involvement as well. We want to know what questions you have, what topics you'd like to cover. How does this impact you? Does it sound like something you'd be more curious about? Is it something like, oh my God, I can't run far enough away, please never publish another one of those episodes? So really just understanding what the listeners are craving or not craving. So I would love, from an acceptance criteria, feedback. So whatever feedback loops we can get would be great.
Yeah. And yeah. What I like about that is while we're sort of thinking about this as, oh, we're doing this Orsk Lab series as sort of a project to help deepen our own learning and impact the world. The coolest thing would be if all of a sudden, like, it's super, super popular and we've got to do more episodes.
Right.
Like, that's the best thing that could happen.
Yeah. So you did make me think of a topic, though, that the three of us haven't discussed. So, you know, just a new concept is, what if we had some people on that were receiving it for very specific purposes? So they themselves are actually really good coaches or something. I'd love to hear their perspective as coaches on why they're choosing this to be coached on as well.
Yeah. And I think that's actually, that's a really important topic for where we are now as an Agile community, right? We've all called ourselves coaches since the beginning, but a very small percentage of us have actually ever had professional coach training. And we're seeing the tipping point coming where that is becoming more and more common, that you're running into people that have gone to done Coactive, or they've done ORSC, or they're getting involved in something that's like professional coach training. And so I think just the doing the service to the community of some of that compare and contrast to help people become more educated consumers. Because when you go to get professional coach training, this is not an inexpensive investment, right? This is serious from a financial and time and emotional fortitude, right? When you go to one of these classes for 3 days, often over a weekend, you're like, you're working for 4 days, you're in this class for 3 days, you go straight back, right, to be with your clients or be back in your workplace. Like, that takes a lot of stamina, and a lot of tears were also spent, at least on my part, as I've gone through this journey. I know I've come out of it a different person. So I think, you know, educating people on like the life changes that happen to you as you go through this and the awareness that needs to happen for you, because there can be collateral damage in your life as you go through this own inner growth journey. Yeah. And I think that that's a risk we have as coaches working with our clients, is we're unlocking their potential, or they're unlocking their own potential, but it's just kind of like pointing them in the right direction. There's professional and personal implications for the clients as well. And that's part of this work.
I like that. Yeah.
It's an interesting thread around, you know, what it reveals to you going through this work. So that your own personal journey through this was very impactful as well. So I definitely, that's been something interesting to experience, and even just witnessing other individuals going through their own personal journey. And I think also for me that this is not just, hey, I'm a coach, I need to go into a company and coach. There's a lot of opportunities to do this type of work, even just on a, you know, small basis, right? Like individuals, teams of two, couples, you know, we're teams at home, right? Like our team at home, our family's our team. So how do we coach
family
our families?
Family's the final exam, right? They say.
So if you can, and of course I can't particularly do this at home very well because I get dirty looks and I haven't figured out the common language to use, but I use a lot of these skills in every day just to experiment with. So if any, also listener wise, if anyone's looking to be part of our experiment and yes, is looking for coaching, we are absolutely open and available to offer coaching in any way, shape or form. It's not therapy though. So I think we need to put that disclaimer out there as well. This is not therapy. We don't do therapy. But we can coach you to personal and professional goals and equip you to figure out how to obtain them and reach them.
Yeah, for sure. In fact, like talking about the everyday use of this, I was with a group of friends recently, and there was like a tiff brewing. And I said, all right, y'all, I need to pause you. I said, what we're having here is conflict across the levels of reality. Because one person was talking very tactically in a consensus reality mode, and another person was dreaming about things. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, let me just educate you. I said, you're actually, you're having violent agreement, right? We know violent agreement is a thing that happens all the time. People are using different words to talk about the same topic. But when you bring in just the awareness that there are multiple levels of reality, which we can talk about that in another episode. There's so many little nuggets like that that you pick up along this journey that have an opportunity to do this idea of world work that we're talking about.
Absolutely. Even just to shift ourselves, right? Like my awareness of my own, where I'm at on the three levels of reality, or my own meta skill that I'm in, like all of that, I can just shift faster than I used to be able to. Yeah. So it's good.
I realize there's a couple other things, like we talked about success stories from people wanting to get sort of professional corporate stories in, as well as maybe stories of how you use this in everyday life or to just do work amongst us as humans in society. I want to hear crash and burn stories from people, right? That's stories fun. Of failure, I think, are huge. And then I want us to look at what are kind of the planks or dimensions of ORSC, right? Intelligence, geography, path, systems integration. And systems integration is the last one. I'm not getting them in order. Fundamentals, I guess. Or the five.
Wow, right? I'm impressed. I know. I could have rattled that off. Wow.
But making sure that there is value in each of the dimensions and offering, you know, episodes that can kind of deep dive on what each of those are and what richness they have to bring, I think is another thing that's important.
Yeah, I like that idea. And I think the only caveat to that might be they feel weird on their own, but together it makes sense, if that kind of makes sense. But
yeah, I
struggle with them individually sometimes, but when you pull them all back together in the grand scheme of things, it seems to reveal itself differently than just on its own.
Yeah. And as we're talking about them, we could pull together those puzzle pieces. Like, we'll make sure that we're doing A plus B equals C.
Yeah, totally agree. Before we wrap up today, like what else I feel like our objective was to like educate people a little bit on what ORSC is, why we're passionate about it, the types of things they can expect in this series of episodes. Like what else needs to get said about the ORSC lab and what it is we're looking to create?
What else needs to be said about the ORSC lab?
I know.
I think it's just that. It's just a lab, right? We want to start creating. We want to start experimenting. And we want to start, you know, seeing where our experiments go. So I'm kind of like, I go back to the meta skill and I'm thinking Greenfield, right? So I'm open to anything and everything. And I'm ready to see where this goes. And I'm excited. I'm truly excited, and I don't want it to sound corny, but I'm truly excited to see how people react, as well as how through doing this series, how we evolve, the three of us through our own journey. And I'm excited to partner with the two of you through this. And you've been incredibly important in my career and personal development. So I'm excited to be doing this with the two of you and really excited to see where we go.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. All that. Billy, what do you have to add?
I was just going to send out the invitation. Exactly. We called it a lab on purpose because, as Andrew said, we want to experiment and do all of that. So we invite all of you listening. You're the system as well as us, right? So yeah, send us your comments, send us your ideas. Join us in the lab. The invitation is open to the system.
Come on. Lots of extra coats. Yes. Lots of lab jackets.
Yeah. Exactly. And we even have safety goggles if you need them. Because I can't guarantee there won't be any explosions when I'm there. I tend to push the boundaries.
No pop rocks and soda. Yeah. No, Billy. Yeah. How about you, Leslie?
I mean, I think y'all, I don't know as though there's anything else to say. I think y'all have covered it. I know I'm personally at this moment way closer to my high dream than my low dream for not only this episode, but like what it is I think we can create with the series. What are y'all closer to? High dream, low dream right now?
I'm definitely high dream. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, me too.
Hopefully definitely. You won't be able to see the video because I know I don't look good, but
no, yes, we're only recording audio.
Yes, I'm right now. I'm feeling like there's infinite possibilities for this series. So I'm so excited.
Yeah.
But if anyone was looking at the video, if anyone was looking at the video, the three of us are constantly nodding our head and smiling and chuckling. So there is a lot of joy in this conversation as well as this idea. So I definitely appreciate that that visual that I have on the screen that unfortunately not everyone will be able to see. But if you were watching, that's what you would see.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it's this, I feel full, like in a spiritual sense when I lean into this work and I talk about it. And, I think that's something I'm wanting to create for other people. I think that's why I'm closer to the high dream. I think we have been sufficiently dancing the line of too much jargon around like planting terms that are hopefully here playing with that curiosity sort of thing. Like, oh, that sounds kind of interesting and also really weird, but I'm going to listen to that episode when I see it published that talks about that topic because I want to know more about that. So I think like we sufficiently peppered in the jargon as we definitely. Needed to. Yeah.
Yep. Definitely. Hopefully lots of others will be crossing edges when it comes to the jargon.
Yes.
Which that was more jargon, everybody.
Yes. And I think our meta skills around like, you know, creating a space for a green field and being playful and bringing in curiosity, like I think all that's showing up here and so much more, is really showing up. So.
So much more.
Yes. And so much more. Any final thoughts, Billy, before we wrap up?
Nope. I'm just excited to play with everybody.
Yeah. You, Andrew?
Nope. Just. Ready to bring in the new year or start the new year. Happy New Year. And ready to kick off 2020 in a new direction and excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you both for agreeing to do this, all of us together. I'm really excited about it. And thank you all for listening to this episode where we are announcing what the ORSC Lab is as part of Agile Uprising. We hope you've enjoyed it and invite you to follow the hashtag ORSC, O-R-S-C, on Twitter to get part of the conversation. And you can also subscribe to Agile Uprising podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider of choice so you can get notifications of when we publish new episodes as soon as they are available. Thanks for tuning in.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.